In June, the governor vetoed $759,000 for Alaska Legal Services Corporation, the statewide agency that provides low-cost and free civil legal care.
Our organization operates on a shoestring, and we had a hiring freeze. We had a couple of people give notice, and we were looking at closing at least three offices.
That's Nicole Nelson, the corporation's executive director. She says the lawyers at ALSC keep costs down so clients don't have to pay, but there's a long waiting list for services. Meanwhile, Alaska's Attorney General Kevin Clarkson is getting attorneys who work under his direction in the Department of Law to focus their pro bono time on domestic violence. All members of the Alaska Bar are asked to donate 50 hours of their time to represent clients who can't afford it.
This applies to every lawyer in the state of Alaska, 50 hours of pro bono service.
That's Deputy AG John Skidmore. He says Attorney General Clarkson announced on Wednesday several ways to jumpstart the Department of Law's pro bono program and target domestic violence, sometimes shortened to DV in court proceedings.
He was approached by Nicole Nelson of Alaska Legal Services and indicated that there was money that had been cut from their agency, state dollars.
Nelson told the Attorney General the long history of her agency's work on domestic violence and how much it would shrink without the state dollars now restored in House Bill 2001. Clarkson said if ALSC would use the money to work on supporting DV survivors, he would ask the governor not to veto it a second time.
The Attorney General said that fits with his desire to reduce the epidemic of sexual assault and domestic violence, and said he was willing to pitch that notion to the governor.
By Thursday morning, the AG's office announced the agreement. Alaska Legal Services Corporation would get the restored funding in House Bill 2001 if it is used for legal help for DV victims. Governor Dunleavy has agreed not to veto the money, calling it an important step in protecting Alaska's most vulnerable.
Civil legal services were the most effective means of ending domestic violence for a survivor.
Formerly, ALSC had used that money for a wider range of clients, including elderly Alaskans who need financial trusts, tenants who are facing illegal evictions, Native Alaskans and veterans with special cases, and low-income Alaskans with consumer, health, or housing problems. Now many of those clients will be back on the waiting list. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.